The Warriors and Bulls battling in Chicago, and it was a rough night when it was all said and done. Stephen Curry's game-high 23 points, a big part of the Warriors' attack this evening, as Draymond Green delivered 12 points, 8 boards, and 7 assists. Klay Thompson added 13 points to the mix, and in the start, Patrick McCaw solid with 11 points, but an impressive run comes to an end. The Warriors' streak, without back-to-back losses, ends at 146 games as the Bulls take it, 94-87 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
Yeah, NBA record, right? I mean, that doesn't happen. So it was a hell of a run, and we figured it would probably end at some point this year. And not that surprising that it's on this trip that it happened, because we're obviously without KD and a little bit beaten up. So we're going through a tough time of the season right now, but we'll bounce back.
How much of what happened tonight was because you're not used to playing with KD this season?
I don't think that had much to do with it. The ball's got to go in the basket. I mean, ultimately, we just couldn't make any shots. And I'm never upset about missed shots. What upset me tonight was the third quarter lack of intensity and focus, not chasing down loose balls. When you're not making shots, every possession counts, and the ball is gold. And the ball was just sitting there for guys to go grab, and you know, we didn't grab it. We didn't go after it. We didn't value the ball. And then all of a sudden, they've got all the momentum in the third quarter, and they seized it while we were just sitting back and not competing. And like I said, shots go in, they don't go in, but that ball's valuable. We didn't treat it very valuably tonight.
Did the Bulls do anything? Or did you guys feel like you gave this away by missing shots? Or did the Bulls?
No, they did a good job. They played well defensively. They got after it. They made some steals. They made some tough shots. They played a good game. They earned it.
Coach, heading to New York, what are some couple things you'll work on with practice with the team?
I don't know. We'll think about that tomorrow.
What is making this trip? A couple players talked about how difficult this trip they knew it was going to be. What makes it so complicated, this trip in general?
Well, I don't even think we've gotten to the hard part yet.
Yeah.
You know, we just had a day off yesterday, but, three games in the first four nights on the road, you know, traveling east is always hard. And it gets harder from here, obviously, with another back-to-back and then flying across country and then back to San Antonio and Minnesota. I mean, it's going to get harder, so we got to deal with that.
It's been a couple of years since you guys have lost back-to-back regular season games. Are you interested to see how you guys respond to the situation?
We got another game. We just lost two in a row. It's been a long time, so we got another game Sunday. We'll bounce back.
You say great teams thrive on challenges. Would it be fair to say that you've got one now?
Sure. Yeah, we got it. We got a big challenge. Without KD and the Spurs breathing down our necks, so we've got a lot ahead of us.
Did you like the shots that Klay and Steph?
They got great shots. Those are shots that they make, and like I said, it's not about making and missing shots. It's about the details in between, especially on a night when they're not going in. There were some plays out there where I just didn't feel like we competed and got after the ball and. You got to get those loose balls and long rebounds, and there were a couple of skirmishes there where we didn't come up with the ball, and in the end those kill you.
I apologize if you've been asked, but you broke a clipboard at one point in the third. What particularly in that timeout were you kind of out of?
Exactly what I just said. There was a loose ball, and we didn't treat the ball valuably at all.
And now this road trip continues in New York, where the team will face the Knicks on Sunday at Madison Square Garden before things wrap up on this road trip in Atlanta against the Hawks on Monday. In Chicago, I'm Lawrence Scott.